Having arrived 30 minutes later than expected, Leonardo DiCaprio started the press event with some newly learned Chinese.
你好，我在北京，我在中国。
Millions of Chinese fans have waited for the moment to glimpse Xiao Li or Little Leo, an affectionate nickname for the star. As one of the biggest Hollywood names in China, DiCaprio's performance in the 1997 romance Titanic made him a sensation nationwide. Since then, he has appealed to a huge fan base here in China, ranging from adolescents to older generations.Earlier this month, film fans in China were elated after their Little Leo finally got his first Oscar win for Best Actor in The Revenant. Directed by veteran director Alejandro Iñárritu, the film follows a frontiersman's journey of survival and revenge after being abandoned by his fellow firm trappers in the early 19th century.During the press conference, DiCaprio talked about the most challenging part of shooting, where he did silent film acting for the most part.
What was so unique about this movie, which was different than any other movie I've ever done in my career, was the fact that we rehearsed all day long for 8 to 9 hours a day, and then we would only shoot the film in natural light, which gave us about 1.5 to 2 hours a day as the sun was setting.To be able to put on film everything that we worked for the entire day.
When asked about his feelings towards the smoggy weather in Beijing, DiCaprio took the chance to touch upon one of his favorite topics, climate change. DiCaprio is hoping China and the United States, as the world's two largest carbon emitters, can work more closely for the pressing global issue.
What I do think as the responsibility that the United States and China has to the rest of the world is to set an example. And I really think that China can be the hero of the environmental movement. They can be the hero of the climate change movement. They've already made steps forward, but with the will of the people and a perseverance to keep pushing to more sustainable ways of producing energy, they have an opportunity to change the world.
Before wrapping up his short promotion, DiCaprio said he will continue to carry out his long-time work philosophy in a future acting career.
I've had the same philosophy ever since I was very young, and that's just do the best possible work I can, work with the best directors that I can. Pain is temporary, film is forever. You give everything you can when you're on set. You focus while you're there, and hopefully you come out with a great piece of art. You never know if that's going to happen. You can only try your best.
Beyond that, the firm environmentalist is calling for more Chinese youth to join his efforts to conserve ecosystems worldwide. And he also revealed that he would like to come to China again to help environmental protection. During his hectic trip, DiCaprio is also attending the Revenant's China premiere on Sunday in Beijing before heading to Japan to continue his film promotion. For CRI, I'm Wang Mengzhen.